We're on Daf Yud Ches.
We're waiting for Hananya.
Okay. Amma.
Hi.
Boyi. Thank you. Boyi Rava. Okay, Rava asked a question. Hishka b'siv maho. What happens if the woman drunk through some sieve? So there's lots of explanations of what sieve is. One is it's like a kind of a reed. Yeah, what is it, like a straw? But then the problem is it's shufaris, it's similarly the same, so that kind of gets rid of that. Some people say it's a sponge, some people say it's some kind of like drinking through some wicker basket. But you'll see what the point is, though. Yeah, but shufaris mao, you drunk through a tube mao. So now it's going to speak out what's the issue over here. Derech shtia bakach, is this considered a normal drinking, or ein derech shtia bakach, or is this considered a weird? Yeah, and therefore it seems maybe that would possel it, take him. Okay, Bayi Ravashi, another question. Nishbuchu mehen, what happens if some of the water got spilled over? Right, I mean, they did everything, lashma, they did the mechika, lashma, everything. Right, and then suddenly someone dropped a bit, v'nishtairu, and some got left, there was some left, maho, Mehen Maho. Is that okay? Maybe you've got to drink all of it. Or,
What's the question again on the remaining water?
Yeah, is that sufficient to just drink the rest of the water? What's that? You know, but I was actually thinking, if you make Kiddush, right? So when you make Kiddush, you do it on a full course, and then you've only got to drink a certain amount, yeah? But let's say you didn't have a full coat. You need the shear beforehand. But before, if you drank the same amount, but it wasn't from a full course or whatever is required, it's no good. So maybe it's no good.
Well, the question is here: there's a number of letters dissolve the water. Does she need to drink all the letters?
Well, okay, maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, take. That was the amount, yeah.
Now, if it's less than that.
No, but that we explained was the amount required to dissolve the ink. So the ink's dissolved. Okay, so I see it straightforward to you. Whatever. Let's go. We need to spend more time on the following bit, though. This is the bit we need to spend time on. I'm a Rebbe Zeira, I'm a Rav, or maybe the next bit after this as well. Shtei, this is what Gil and Yosef and Gil were speaking about this morning. Shtei Shavuos. Ha'amuras b'soita lama. So it says in Pesukim Yud Tes, and in Chof Aleph it speaks about the woman making a shavua. Okay? Well, it says, but hishbia koin oisa, right? The koin's going to make her make a shavua. And this is interesting. And then at the end she says, omein, omein, right? So we learn over this, but by this is the source I heard in the Shia, is that when we learn that, like, with the Shavua, like, Shomer Ka'oina, yeah, that if she says Amen to the Shavua, it's like she said it, right? She's Mashpia her, and she says Amen, so it's like she made the Shavua. So there's two Shavuas, right? So why do you need two Shavuas? Yeah? Achas Koidim Shenimcha Megillah. One is before we actually erase the Megillah. But Achas, and one is Lacha Shenimcha Megillah. It's after you've erased the Megillah.
So, why do you need to?
Oh, but Maskif La, anyway, we have a different cat. Maskif La Rava. Wait a second. We just learned before, Tavaihu, Koidim Shenimcha Megillah. Both of them are before we erase the Megillah. Because remember, we have to first make the Shavuos. Why two? That goes, that's great. And then we write it. Kasivon. Okay, so Ella Amarava, like this. Achas Shavua. Sheyesh ima Allah. There's two kinds of shavuas. The shavua that sheyesh ima Allah that has with it a curse. Va'achas, and there's another shavua she'ein ima Allah. You don't have it with an Allah. Meaning, so if you look at the first one, the one in Yud Tes, yeah, it says v'shvia koin oisa. It doesn't mention any Allahs over there.
Yes, what's
the shavua? No, it's a shavua that she didn't do it. That's a lot of time a shavua.
What I'm going to now say. So
you're taking
a shot on what I'm
going to
now say? It's a bit strange.
No, she's making a shot that
she didn't
sleep with him.
But, right. But he says,
And now he says, so she takes a shua on what her mother was, what he now is going to say. Is that possible? What
he said?
I don't know. I've got to work. I hear your
knowledge.
She takes
a shua
on what? No, okay. But anyway, another one. And if you look at Chof Aleph, yeah, positive Chof Aleph over there, it says with the shmir, but it's a shvur sa Aleph, right? So that's the shvur with the curse.
Maybe this is why the Muslims hate this.
Oh, okay, could be.
There's a curse.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. I gotta get that. Okay. Hey, Chidami. Now, so the Gemara asks over here now. So now, Hey, Chidami, Shavua Shiesh Ima Allah. How, what is the one we said there's a Shavua Shiesh Ima Allah? That's Posa Chof Aleph. Right, there's a Gersa over here, this Gimel, which we're ignoring. Yeah, if the old Gemaras don't even have it. Yeah, because whatever. We're going on over now. The Gemara now is explaining the Shavua, which has also an Allah with it. Okay? So, Amar Rav. This is the, here you go, Gil. This is the Shavua. This is what the coin says. Here it is. Mashbi'eni means I'm making a Shavua, right? A layich upon you. Yeah, Shalom it meis, that you did not get defiled by him. Okay? But he says, Mashbi'eni, I'm making you make a shvua. That's the whole point. Yeah, the Kohen's saying, I'm shvuring you. I'm making you do a shvua. Yeah? That you didn't become Tomei. And then, She'im, and then if nitmeis, and if you became Tomei, yavol bich, they should come into you, meaning the cursed waters. Okay, so that is the nusach of the, you've got your little card in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'm a Rava. Rava has an issue with this though. Allah luchuda kayama, the Allah is kind of independent. And Shvua Mechuda Kayama, and the Shvua is independent. I mean, that it's like two separate things, which is problematic. And Rashi also puts another point, is also that it seems like these are going on the woman. Yeah, you're making a Shvua on the woman and a curse on the woman. And Rashi points out that we need a Shvua Shel Allah. We need a Shvua which is cursed. A shvua of cursing, but we don't need a shvua and a cursing, right? We need a shvua of cursing. You have to go. Yeah, yes.
Why?
That's it. No, because the posuk says shvua sa Allah. It doesn't say a shvua and an Allah. It says.
The first one was a shvua, and then the second.
No. The first one was a shvua. We're putting that on the side. The first one he makes a shvua. That's posuk you test. Right, that's, it makes sure. Then a posit chof aleph, you've got to give her shavua sa Allah. Right, so we're saying, what is shavua sa Allah? So we're saying it's a shavua which contains Allah.
Positive, she did
you. No, well, you added that in. Okay,
no,
Ella.
No,
we haven't heard what Rava said, let him speak. He doesn't speak. Ella, I'm a Rava, says Rava, this is what you make. This is the Shavua, right? Open, right? Mashbi'eni. I'm shvuring you. Good. Aloyich. It's also the same thing, right? Now, this changes now. She'im nitmeis, that if you became Tamei, yavol bich, they will take you out. They will come in you. Okay?
It's the same thing.
No, but he's not making like, I'm making you shvua that you didn't become Tamei, and then... And also, yeah, I'm going to be sure that you're going to, you know, blow up. He's been saying basically, I'm making a shvua in the event that you tell me you're going to get it.
Right.
Kind of. We'll see. Yeah, because Rav Ashi is going to take issue with this. Amar Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, according to what Rav just did, Ola Ika, there seems to be there's a good curse over here, right? Shavua Leika, but there's not really a shavua so much on the woman, right? Over here, the way Rava said it, it's basically the focus is more just basically making the curse her. So he doesn't like that. So Ella, I'm a Ravashi. This is the final answer. this is what you're going to do. So, so listen, this is the text. This is what's in the Sidurim and the base of Mikdash Shida. It says, Mashbieni, I'm making you make a Shavua, a Loich, right? Shelo Nitmeis, that you didn't become Tomei. V'im Nitmeis. Now, over here, this and the first opinion, there's one difference between them. Yeah, the Shin or a Vav. Yeah, the first opinion was Shim Nitmeis, and this one is V'im Nitmeis. Yeah, I don't know. Understand why that makes such a difference, and but this is it. I'm telling you what we achieve, yeah. The imnit meis yevobich, and if you become tame, they will come into you. So basically, this is a shvua of Allah, shvua to Allah, because yeah, you're making it. So there's a shvua on the woman, yeah, and also in the event, it's also making the curse come upon her.
So before we just say, you're making a shvua that you never become tamei, and if you become tamei, then you're going to be cursed. And now we're saying, no, the curse is that if you become tamei, then you're going to be cursed. And it's not too big.
Good. I also struggle to understand it. I'm not sure. That's why I wrote it down on the thing. If you see on the WhatsApp, there's all the differences between this Vav and a Shin. I don't know what Rashi wants to accomplish, what's that? The first opinion is exactly the same as the last opinion.
Where is it?
That was Amar of Amram, Amar Rav, Mashbieni. It's two in the thin lines. It's two lines up. Okay. But I'm saying, you'll see. People should go through it and just get the general flow of it, and. And see what, tell me what you think afterwards. Okay. Maybe we'll just stop here then, actually, because it's, we'll stop here.